The Rams finally put it all together in a big win against the Broncos, and it only took 16 weeks to get it done. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Click that subscribe button in your podcast feed. Click subscribe on our Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well. That's a great way to take in the pod. You can also follow me on Twitter right there at Travis Rogers. That is a good way to do it. Here's what you got coming up on the pod today. I want to talk about what's coming up next for the Rams at the end of the week. Of course, they've got another little inner city battle between the Los Angeles Chargers and themselves. The Rams will be the home team, or I should say the visiting team, in their home stadium at SoFi coming up on Sunday. Switched out of the Sunday night game. Thank goodness for all of us that have to go and work these things. Better to get it done in the middle of the day, especially on New Year's Day. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. I want to talk about Cam Akers and what he's been able to do in just a month or so, going from number one back to off the team to back on the team as number one back to the best game of the season. That's just a couple of minutes away. But let's start right here by me reminding you that not only do I host the Locked On Rams pod, but I also host the Rams pre-half and post-game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710. Thanks for making us a part of what you do every single day by checking out this podcast. A little bit of a different schedule this week for me, obviously with the holidays and everything else. All right, so let's start right here. Let's start with what we saw on Sunday afternoon, Christmas Day. Bit of a dog of a game, but for the first time all season, a dog of a game for all the right reasons. A dog of a game because the Rams absolutely demolished their opponent. That is not something that has happened all season long. That is not something that has happened really since the wild card game against the Arizona Cardinals over a year ago. This is a team that opened the season against the Buffalo Bills and got run over. And then really from that point forward, even in the handful of games that they won, they either played sloppily and found a way to get it done. They got very lucky as they did against the Raiders, or they got beat and were kind of uninspiring in the whole process. This was the first time that all three phases of the game were locked in. The Rams' offense was lights out. Baker Mayfield, who we'll talk about here in just a couple of minutes, was terrific. Cam Akers, who we'll talk about next, was beyond terrific. Tyler Higbee was terrific. The offensive line put together a performance that allowed a 120-yard day from a running back that gave up zero sacks and allowed the quarterback to have the time to look down the field and make some decisions. Against the team, by the way, and this did not get mentioned nearly enough over the weekend in my estimation, which was the Broncos play defense. The Broncos have a very, very good defensive team, and the Rams put 51 points on them. Now, there's a pick six in there. There's a couple of other interceptions from Russell Wilson. It was a terrible day offensively for the Broncos. Don't get it wrong. But the Rams took advantage of those things, something that they had not done. And then, of course, the defense for the Rams was terrific as well. They sacked Russell Wilson a bunch of times. They picked him off a few times. They had a pick six, as I mentioned. Just a great day. And, of course, Matt Gay on special teams was good like he has been all season long. So it was a really unique day in that regard where all three phases of the game came together. Let's talk about Baker Mayfield really quickly because I thought that he was incredibly good. He only had four incompletions on the entire day, 24 of 28, 230 yards, pair of interceptions, but most important, or pair of touchdowns, I should say, no interceptions and no sacks. He was in complete control of what was going on that field. He didn't look lost. He didn't look like he had any of those administrative moments that we saw early in the season. The weather was perfect. It was 80 degrees, but it was something that allowed him to showcase him at his best. And what we've been talking about a lot during this Baker Mayfield run in particular, but the Rams season more generally speaking, has been it's impossible to evaluate a lot of these spots because so many players are missing. I don't know if the player that I'm evaluating is struggling or whether anybody would struggle in those given circumstances. Baker Mayfield looked great. Baker Mayfield is making a very strong case to remain on this team beyond the end of the season. This is good news for the Rams. This is good news for Matthew Stafford. This is good news for Sean McVay. This is good news for everybody that cares about the Rams, because there's a better than likely chance that you're going to need to play your backup at some point. Look at what's going on in the NFC West right now. Starting quarterback in Seattle's Geno Smith. Who thought that was going to be the case at the beginning of the season? The starting quarterback in San Francisco, one of the best teams in the league, is Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy. Who thought that was going to be the case this season? He's their third string quarterback. The Rams are on their fourth string quarterback with Baker Mayfield. And you saw Trace McSorley on Sunday night for the Arizona Cardinals. He's their third string quarterback. These guys are going to have to play at one point. And the Rams will be better next year. The Rams will win games. The Rams will be back in the playoff hunt next year, more likely than not. But that doesn't mean that Matthew Stafford's going to be able to play every game, and you're going to need somebody that can run an offense in the event that he gets out there. Mayfield has played three games with the Rams, looked pretty darn good in two of them. The one that he didn't look good in, it was minus 10,000 degrees in Wisconsin. So I don't think anybody's going to look good in that situation. He's looked good. If he can look good against the Chargers coming up here in a little bit less than a week, you're really on to something. And I think it would be in his best interest to rebuild his reputation, to rebuild his performance, to be around Sean McVay for a year, to be around a winning organization, a winning culture. And clearly the people inside that building and the people in the field are responding to his energy, his leadership. It's a testament to him and what he was able to do. And not only did he only have four incompletions, but he completed passes to eight different guys. Higbee, Hopkins, Akers, Jefferson, Atwell, Powell, Williams, and Brown all caught a pass. This is something that Matthew Stafford had really struggled with. It was Cooper Kupp or nobody. I mean, Cooper Kupp, maybe one or two to Allen Robinson here or there, but really struggled to get anybody beyond that involved. Baker Mayfield has done that and done that incredibly well. A tremendous performance for him. Now, an even more tremendous performance, arguably, was what Cam Akers did. We'll get to that coming up next on Locked On Rams. But first, let me tell you about Ultimate Football GM. I am very stoked about this. Our new partnership and sponsor for today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. So you can check it out right there. If you're looking at us at Locked On Rams on YouTube, you can get a 100% free boost when you use the promo code Locked On. It's in all caps, Locked On. So you're saying to me, what is the Ultimate Football GM? Well, have you ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? Your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. You hire the right coaches and the coordinators. You trade players. You make draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency in the draft. All the ups and downs of a season, every aspect of your team, and you get to talk some junk to your friends. You can say, hey, I told you I could do a better job than GM XYZ. Locked On Rams listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when they use the promo code Locked On. Again, that's all caps, Locked On, in the game store. That's Locked On, so make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up in the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. And thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Make sure to check out Locked On Sports today, the biggest stories around the sports world in 20 minutes or less, plus instant reactions, game recaps, and Locked On's take of the day. Locked On Sports today, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so Cam Akers has had one of the more unique journeys that you're going to see in an NFL season. Cam Akers was the guy that was supposed to be the number one back coming into the season. He was the guy that was supposed to get the lion's share of the carries. He was finally healthy after missing the vast majority of the previous season. And the year before that, playing pretty well in the second half of the season. Season starts and he barely gets any time. And when he does get time, he doesn't get used very much in that regard. Has a couple of moments where he looks okay. Then he gets sent home. That it gets to the point where the Rams are like, no, we don't like his attitude. We don't like the way that things are going. We don't like the way that he's practicing and preparing. They sent him home for the better part of a month. He wanted to be traded. The Rams wanted to trade him. They couldn't find a trade partner that worked for him, and they bring him back, which was unusual in the first place. And they're kind of using him with the other Rams backs, whether it be Kyren Williams, whether it be Daryl Henderson at the time. They bring Malcolm Brown back in. They're trying to find a way to get these guys going, but nobody really picks up the ball and runs with it. Well, fast forward to what happened on Christmas at SoFi against the Broncos, and Cam Akers had 23 carries for 118 yards and three touchdowns. go ahead and throw in the two catches for 29 yards that he had. You're talking over 150 yards in total offense and three touchdowns along the way. He was a big-time NFL player on Sunday, somebody that had looked like they could barely stay in the league, somebody that obviously there were not a lot of trade partners around the league that thought, hey, we'll take him. You know, when the whole league knows you're trying to trade a guy and you can't get it done, I think that probably was a wake-up call for Akers too. Hey, look, my contract's up at the end of this year. If I can't get it done here with LA, with this team, with these players, what does that say about me around the rest of the league? Not very much, right? The Rams also realize, hey, listen, we understand that maybe this hasn't gone the way that we do, the way that we would like it to, I should say. Let's at least try to run this back again and see if we can at least create some more value for him, create some more value for ourselves, and maybe in the meantime find a way to win some games. Dude balled out. He was terrific. And it wasn't just the numbers, which were great. I mean, think about how long we've talked about this season, which is the Rams didn't have a 65-yard rusher into week 15. Through 14 weeks of the season, the Rams had not had a single player get to 65 yards. Last week against the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football, he hit exactly 65 yards. He was the last player, the Rams were the last team in the league to hit that threshold. Well, he jumps it all the way up to 118 the week after that. That's the sort of performance that the Rams have been lacking all season long. And that's the sort of performance that allowed Baker Mayfield to sit back there and complete 24, 28 passes because Denver had to play it both ways. You couldn't just sit back and play the rush. You couldn't sit back and play the pass. You couldn't just attack at the line of scrimmage. You had to play both ways, and you saw the results of it. And again, a large part of this is because Mayfield's finding a bunch of different receivers, which means you have to spread the defense out. And perhaps most importantly, you have an offensive line that played together for the third consecutive week. Look, it is not a coincidence that they went from no 65-yard rushers to a 65-yard rusher to 118-yard rusher in the 3 weeks that the offensive line has been relatively the same. And this is not an NFL all-pro group, right? You've got Nasecki on the left side. You've got a left guard that has been rotating through over and over and over again. Finally, it lands on Matt Skura, who was not on the team to start. Neither was Ty Nasecki. Your center is Coleman Shelton, who's your starting right guard. He's moved over. Your right guard is Ode Abuche, who is not on the team to start the season. You got Rob Havenstein, but it's the same five guys. Makes a big difference. You could see it. Cam Akers could see it. It's a credit to him. It's a credit to McVay. It's a credit to Mayfield. It's a credit to everybody that showed up that day and delivered that kind of performance. And it makes it very exciting for these last 2 weeks if the Rams can't get on a little bit of a run and maybe finish this thing with a little bit of positive bounce after having such a disappointing season. In fact, that is what we will do next on Locked On Rams. But first, let me tell you about Prize Picks, right? Daily fantasy sports and a great way to do it. So think about it like this. You got to pick some players. You got to pick whether or not they're going to go over or should say more or less than their Prize Picks projection. So those Prize Picks projections could be Derrick Henry for 85 yards. It could be Patrick Mahomes for 320 yards. It's going to be Josh Allen, a touchdown pass and a half. Whatever the numbers are, you pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you against the projections available. There's football, basketball, baseball, golf, you name it, women's college basketball, soccer, WNBA, esports, tennis. It's there. It's for you. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is just that easy. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. And first-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, so what comes up next for the Rams? Obviously, you got 2 games left against the Chargers, who are playing really good football, who are just coming off a win against Indy, who have looked like the team that I think a lot of people thought they were going to look like for the first time all season over the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. So that's an incredibly challenging game. And you got Seattle, the last one. Seattle may be out of it by then, so that's kind of changed the tone a little bit about what that game may feel like, the return of Bobby Wagner to Seattle and everything that comes along with that. But what has changed more than anything else heading into the last, what are we talking? You're talking basically 10, 11 days till the end of the season before everybody ships off and goes to do whatever it is they do during the offseason. This went from let's get to the end of the line and get this thing over with and just seeing whether it's 4 wins or 5 wins or 6 or whatever the number may be to, hey, we're playing some pretty good football, and let's see what we have in the most realistic sense. Not just, hey, does that guy not absolutely stink? Can we use him? Does that guy need to be cut yesterday, but we don't have any better options? Now you can really start to evaluate some of the players that you have, namely Baker Mayfield, namely guys that you may or may not have on this team moving forward. Some of those offensive line, the winner, Tutu Atwell, has proven that, you know what, maybe you can use him in a more traditional wide receiver role as opposed to somebody that's just going to run down the field and try to hit home runs. Maybe there are some opportunities for Bryson Hopkins, who finally got going a little bit against the Denver Broncos. They threw him the ball for the first time really all season long. He was involved in the offense really for the first time all season long. You have some offensive linemen, guys like Skoure and Niseki, who may, or shouldn't say may, who have were absolutely not a part of the plan that you had moving forward. And now all of a sudden, maybe some guys that have earned some jobs along the way. Go to the other side of the ball as well, and you're seeing some defensive players like Laurel Murchison, who just joined the team, you know, about 5 seconds ago, who show up and get multiple sacks, who show up and are making an impact in the game where at a position where there's been very little impact from anybody all season long. Excuse me. You have Kobe Durant with a couple of interceptions, the secondary finally starting to come together. Jalen Ramsey finally starting to look more like Jalen Ramsey. Instead of just getting to the end of the line and saying, let's just get the heck out of here and call it a year, you can end it with a little positive momentum. Look, they're 5-10 right now, two games to go. 6-11, not good. It's a lot better than the four wins you were looking at. You win the last two games of the season, and it's not totally out of the question. 7-10 is the first losing season of Sean McVay's career. It's only the second time that they've missed the playoffs, but it's a million miles away from the disaster it looked like they were sitting on about a month ago. This looked like this team might be 3-14. When they lost six in a row going into that Raider game with about 2 minutes to go in the Raider game, it looked like they were going to be, you know, a three-win team. There was not another win on the horizon. They turned that thing around, and it looks very, very different. Baker Mayfield gets a huge part of that, and the entire Rams organization for continuing to fight the way that they have, to continue to compete the way that they have. I think that's a testament to Sean McVay and his entire staff. All right, we'll get you ready with a crossover edition. That's the next one that we're going to have here on Locked on Rams. That's on Thursday. Till then, enjoy your holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time on Locked on Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen today. Now make your second listen, the Locked on Sports Today pod with Peter Bukowski, who does an unbelievable job. Biggest stories around the sports world in 20 minutes. Get the analysis and opinions before anyone else with our local and national experts and insiders. Locked on Sports Today pod, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked on Rams' house.